I have your attention, please. The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're new to sales or a lifetime veteran, the Black Belt Sales Podcast will sharpen your sword and guide you to master the art of sales. And now, here's your host, the ninja himself, Gene Slade.
Hey, thanks for joining us on another episode of the Black Belt Sales Podcast. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything without a video, man, if you would run over there and hit those five stars and give us just a quick review, that would just mean the world to us. And if you're watching on a video platform like Facebook or Insta or LinkedIn, please put live down in the comments or replay if you're watching on a replay. That's really all we ask to continue to bring you guys this information. And that helps us because it shares our message with more people. We've got Don Johnson, contractor extraordinaire, in the booth with me this morning, and Lead Ninja Executive Coach. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Gene. Thanks for putting this together.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, Don, talk a little bit about what we've been hearing lately from some of our students and some of the owners.
Yeah, owners are trying to make sure the schedule's full. You know, a lot of this, the comfort advisors, the techs, are getting pushed off, right? Cannot get the customer to take action. Or even possibly even getting, you know, I want to think about it, or just getting cancellations out the door as well. So a lot of it's that tough time of the year. It's the off season a little bit. You got to put some guys want to push a little bit harder. Certainly we have to keep our activity level up right now and up our skill. And that's today. We're going to up your skill with the return on investment close.
So, guys, have you ever had a client that was like, you know, I think I'm going to put this off until fall, or I think I'm going to put it off until tax season next year, or I really just want to make this thing last a little bit longer? We're going to talk about an example in the HVAC world, and this will work in any trade, right? You just got to adapt it a little bit. But let's set the stage, Don. Let's imagine that we're out on a service call. And we've got a system that would qualify from an age perspective to be replaced. And the client is like, you know, they got a $900, $899. What do you think the average service call is nowadays, Don? Like if we were to average them all out nationwide, what are you seeing?
Well, we're hearing people talk closer to $1,100 nowadays, but $900 to $1,100 is very reasonable for real repairs. I will admit that a capacitor only kind of call out there might run you $200 to $400 nowadays, but something with more than just the capacitor or minor item is going to get to that $1,000 number very quickly nowadays.
Yeah, and I mean, if we take into account compressors and fan motors and blower motors and circuit boards and heat exchangers and all this other stuff, coils, like I think that that's a very realistic range from $900 to $1,100 on an average service call for a system that is nearing the end of its life. So let's just use your $900 number to be like really, really conservative. So client says that they want to put something off. And by the way, guys, the longer they want to put it off, the better this close works. So client's got a $900 repair today, and I'm just going to wing this one, right? $900 repair, and they say that they would like to make the system last a couple more years. I know that a lot of you guys are trying to flip leads and stuff like that. So client wants to put the system off, and I ask them, how long do you want to put it off? So Mr. Johnson, that's perfectly acceptable to put it off. We love fixing heating and air conditioning systems. I love the mechanical side of it. So I can fix this. If you got the money, I can always fix it. Whether it makes sense to do so or not might not be the case. But how long would you like to make it last?
Well, I'd like to get a few more years out of this thing. You know, just get a few more years out of it. So I'd probably say two more years.
So 2 more years. Got it. So your repair today is $900. You guys want to take a sheet of paper out real quick and write this down, okay? So your repair today is $900. I'm going to put that at the top of the page. Mr. Johnson, do you know how old your system is?
Yeah, it's. You told me it's getting about 10 or 12 years. It's 12 years old now.
And were you aware that the average life expectancy of a system here in Florida is 8 to 12 years?
No, I didn't know that.
Got it. So would it be reasonable, or would it be unreasonable to you for us to expect that over the next 2 years with the age of the system, we'll probably have to maybe make one more repair? Would that be unreasonable?
No, that wouldn't be unreasonable.
That seems right. And your repair today, this $900 repair, as it turns out, the average repair for a heating and air conditioning system of your age is between $900 to $1,100. So if it's not unreasonable for us to expect that you're going to have at least one more repair just to get it through those 2 years, let's put another $900 under this $900. Okay. And then real quick, before I take off, question, how much do your utility bills, the gas and electricity, how much do they run you on a monthly average? What would you say?
About $300.
Got it. And were you aware that the utility company
about 300
actually? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you aware that your utility company actually says that somewhere between 60 to 70% of the electric and gas bill is to heat and cool your house? So if we took $300 and we just took 60% of that, that would be $180. Correct. And would you be surprised to know that the average person that replaces their heating and air conditioning system with us saves about 25%, let's say 20% on the heating and cooling portion of their bill? So what would 20% of 180 be? So that'd be $60, right, guys? So you want to take $60 and multiply it by 12 months. So it looks like right now, Mr. Johnson, you're overpaying the utility company about $720 a year. That's if utility rates don't go up. So for 2 years, that would be $1,440. Okay. And then last thing. Oh, you know what, Don? I really fucked this up from the beginning, because what I didn't say was, would you want to wait if you knew for sure that it was going to cost you an extra $4,000 or $5,000 to wait? I'm sorry for forgetting that, guys. Don, you got to catch me on these things sometimes.
Well, that was our cliffhanger from the last event, and that's how you get it started. Would you want to wait if you knew that it was going to cost you an extra $3,000, $4,000, $5,000? Now you got to get that number calculated first before you do this. But would you want to wait if you knew that it would cost you an extra $4,000? What do you mean? That's what you hope they'll say. Yep. Is, well, what do you mean? And now exactly. We start down this
path. That's what they're going to say. So would you want to wait those 2 years if you knew for sure it was going to cost you an extra $4,000 to $5,000 to wait? And Don would have went, what do you mean? And I'll go, let's take a look at it. Your repair today is $900. Then I go to the next step. The average repair is about $900 to $1,100. So let's just put another $900 for the next 2 years, because we're going to have to make another repair, right? And then I went to the utility overpayment. About 60% of their utility bills is to heat and cool the house. If we save 20% of that by replacing the system, we're going to end up with, no, it was only $36 a month. $36 a month on 180. So that would be like $500-ish, right? Can you do that math for me real quick? Because I don't have my phone. So $36 times 12.
$432. Let me do that math one more time. $432.
$432 times 2 is $864. So $864 is the utility overpayment that they have, guys. Right? And I feel like I mucked this whole thing up by not doing the intro right. Right? And then last thing, Mr. Johnson, have you seen the costs of things going up lately? Have you seen any inflation in any of the things that you've been buying?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Would it surprise you to know that our industry has not been shielded from that, and hardly ever is, since we're using things like precious metals and gas and all kinds of equipment and stuff? So it might surprise you to know that we've seen like a 40% increase over the last 2 to 3 years in the costs of our goods and materials. And if that slows down, on average, years before, we used to see like 5 to 6% a year. So would it be reasonable that we're going to continue to still see at least minor inflation of probably 5%-ish on these types of goods and services? And yes, your replacement today is $12,000, right? So 5% of $12,000 is 600 times 2 years is 1200. Okay. So now I've got $900 on the paper for the repair today, another $900 for repairs over the next 2 years. I've got their utility overpayment, and then I've got inflation of what they're going to experience over the next 2 years. So 900 plus 900 plus 1440, right?
Plus 900 plus 900 plus 432.
Yeah,
432. Times two. Exactly. Plus the 600 plus the 600 is $3,864.
Got it. So you want to be adding all this stuff up on your paper while you do it, right? I should have had my Vibe board on and done this actually. There you go. So it looks like, Mr. Johnson, the cost of waiting to replace the system is going to be at least $3,884 more than if you went ahead today and got the system installed. And by the way, you can see that it's actually only $150 a month to replace that system, right? I mean, that's pretty much 2 years worth of payments, isn't it?
Right.
$3,800 is about 2 years worth of payments for them. So can you see now why I say that you're actually paying for a new system, whether you get one or not? Trial closed.
Yes,
and if they say exactly. Yes, then chances are pretty good I'm going to close immediately and go, and do you want me to put the new system in for you? Mm-hmm. All right, let's roll through it really, really quick one more time, guys. Mr. Johnson, you want to make it last 2 years. Got it. Would you want to wait? And we can do that. I love fixing systems. But would you want to wait if you knew for sure that it was going to cost you about $4,000 more to wait?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, let's take a look at it. Your repair today is $900. Put that at the top of the page. And would it surprise you to know that this is the average repair? The average repair is between $900 to $1,100. So this is a little bit on the lower end. But would it be unreasonable to expect that over the next 24 months with the age of your system that we would have to make maybe one more repair to the system in order to get it through that 2 years worth of life?
That seems fair.
Let's go ahead and add $900 for another repair. On top of that, what are you paying on average for your utilities? He said $300. Did you know that the utility company says 60 to 70% of that is from heating and cooling your house? Let's take 60% of $300. That's $180. Would you be surprised to know that our clients actually save between 20 to 30% on average on their utility bills because the newer systems are more efficient? They cost less money to run, so that there's some savings there. So 20% of that $180 is $36. Multiply that by 12 months is $432. You wanted the system to last 2 years. That means $864 is what we're going to overpay the utility company over the next 24 months. Got it. And would it, have you seen any inflation going on lately? It's been crazy, hasn't it? We normally see 5 to 6% a year inflation. This has been like way, way, way more than that. But would it be reasonable to assume that we're still going to see some sort of inflation, even if it's the minimum 5 to 6% on a yearly basis? Yes. So your system today would be $12,000. 5% of that is 600 times 2 years is 1200. If we total it all up, looks like the cost to wait is $3,884 more than if you had just went ahead and put it in today for $140 a month. That's about 2 years worth of payments. Wouldn't you agree? Can you see now why I say that you're paying for a new system, whether you get one or not? And you'd like me to replace it for you? That's it, guys. That's the return on investment close. Cool? Give me a boom down in the comments. Guys, this is a deadly, deadly, deadly close. If you master it, it'll probably add another $500,000 to $1 million a year in sales on the books for you, at least. So, Don, you want to say anything else about that? I know we're up against the clock today.
Yeah, that was very good. You will run into situations like this, and the amount that they will be overpaying is typically the same or more than their monthly payment. Yeah. So do you want to pay the same amount over the next 2 years and have a new system with a warranty, or continue with this and potentially have even more repairs than what we've planned? So for the same money, would you rather be more comfortable?
This is a way for us, Don, right, to create a sense of urgency, right? If I can get a client to see and agree that they're paying for something, whether they get it or not, I can usually get them to get the thing that they need to get, despite themselves, right? People are not always doing what is actually in their best interest, and that falls on us to be high-level communicators, masters with our words, to be able to help them to get the things that they need. It's not for us. It's a win for them, and when they win, the company wins, and I win, right? Right.
It is a penalty for waiting process. You know, it's a sense of urgency, but if you think about it, how are they penalized to wait? And this is how they're penalized. Why should they buy? That's the system, operation, comfort. Why should they buy now is to avoid overpayment penalty. So avoid that penalty for waiting and this money. Because again, we didn't say, but what are you going to have to do at the end of those 2 years that you've spent this $3,800? Going to have to buy a new system again. So it's not right that this money will go towards the new system unless we start it today. Then all this money applies to the new system. So it is the penalty for waiting.
And that's what creates the movement in the process again, rather than people just putting things off. They can't see that they're paying for it, whether they get it or not. So guys, that's what I want you to be able to communicate with your clients, especially towards the end of that close. Run that trial close. Can you see now why I say that you're paying for this, whether you get it or not? And I want to address the people out there that are going to be like, $12,000 system, ours are $24,000. Well, that's fantastic, because the numbers work even better for you if that's the case, because 5% of $24,000 is going to be $1,200, which is $2,400 in inflation minimum that they're going to see over the next 2 years. And let's talk about the fact that we're about to have to switch refrigerants, aren't we? Do you guys know what that's going to cause? Do you guys realize that that's going to jump the prices at least 20% our costs? And then we're going to have to mark that up. So we're probably looking at another 50% increase in our pricing that's coming down the pipe. And if you can really legitimately communicate this to your clients, not only can you have a ton of success, but you can save them a bunch of money and keep your company busy now. So master this return on investment close, and then hit us back up and let us know how it works. And I want to hear from you actually out there. If you've been listening to any of this training and it's been making a difference for you, I want you to text me at 239-848-6533. I get calls like this all the time. 239-848-6533. Text is the fastest way to reach me, but please share your success stories with us. It's why Don and I get on and do this. That will motivate us to continue to pour into you guys. Right, Don?
Exactly. So that is great. And if you're doing any follow-ups and you get to this point and somebody says, are those prices that you gave me last September, this came up this morning, are those still good? And you might have to go through this and use this return on investment close or this process, not all of it. When was the best day to put in an air conditioner, buy an air conditioner last September? You know what the second best day is today, before this happens to you again. So this is very good to utilize this on your follow-up situations, especially when somebody asks you, can I get that same quote you sent me last year? As salesmen, we want to do that, because we want to, if we say yes, we get the job, but we might not have the margins. We might not have the price flexibility to do that. And we've got to have them to understand why it's more now. So,
right.
So that inflation is a good part of that. When's the best time to get started? Today, before this happens to us again.
Don, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I know this was going to be a quick one because we both got appointments today. I'm going to let you go and go to your appointment, and I'm going to finish this up. I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to seeing you soon, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. So listen, folks, we've got another training coming up March 20th through the 24th. It's in Orlando, Florida. The 20th is a Wednesday. You check in at 6 p.m. The 24th is a Sunday. You check out before 10 a.m. We're going to spend four nights together and 3 days of training. We'll be doing formal training about 8 to 9 hours a day. And then afterwards, we're all going to stay together in a 16,000 square foot mansion. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to house you. You're going to stay with us and live with us for four nights with Brittany, myself, with Don. And if you want to get in on that, you're going to want to either text me at the number I gave you before, which is 239-848-6533. 239-848-6533, or just put mansion down in the comments and I'll get somebody to reach out to you, if not myself. Now, look, I know that you might not even be able to make it to that March 20th through the 24th event. And if you can't, it'll probably be 120 days before we do the next one. And if you don't want to wait, you can always join us on our Tuesday and Thursday mastermind sessions. That's where we do one-on-one training in a group setting, and everybody gets to learn from everybody's questions. So put mastermind down in the comments if you want to get more information on how we can train your technicians for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, create a roadmap for them to get certified through our company and to be able to make multiple six figures a year. All right, we're focused on $250,000 to $500,000 a year in income for our students, assuming that they want to make that kind of money. So mastermind down in the comments for that. Mansion in the comments if you want to come out and visit with us live. That is the best way to actually visit with us. And typically people get their money back within the first 7 to 14 days, just in additional sales that they say they otherwise wouldn't have made. So guys, I love you. Here's a quick video for those of you who are on our social platforms that have got video. We're going to show you a quick video and some testimonials about that mansion event. And then I will be back with you in about a week and a half or so. I'm headed out to Louisiana to do an on-site with Brittany and a big company out there. So we look forward to going out and serving them at the highest level we can. And we will see you guys in a couple weeks. All right. Check out this video about the mansion. Let us know if you want to come out and hang with us. Love you guys. Peace out.
Hi, I'm Jonah Gorlitz. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I've been doing HVAC for about 1.5, 2 years now, and I work for Instant Air out of Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
Hi, I'm Kim Kay. I work with Leaves Nearby, and I've been working with Leaves Nearby for over 8 years, and we work with HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractors.
So my name is Chris Laurentino from Comfort Specialist. We're out of Morris County, New Jersey. I've been in the industry about 17 years now.
I joined the mastermind because it's not just a sales course, actually. It's not really a sales course at all.
So the reason that I joined the mastermind is I've seen some people's results online.
This is different from other events that I've been to various contest events for quite a few years now.
It's really taught me how to understand and communicate to the customer well. It's actually my second mansion trip.
From the community of how well some people have done, and I really wanted to be a part of that.
There's one is the best space. It's the most glamorous space. And it's basically one training that builds upon each other.
Share in that success. And it felt that the best way to achieve that was to actually get here and get involved in the training. And frankly, in my mind, there's no better way to train than in person.
Since I've been in the class since December, my income has improved, my revenue for the company has improved, my customer relations have improved, and my call volume has decreased while the profits and everything else has increased.
Being here is a unique experience that you can't replicate in just a Zoom class. There's so much more that you get out of this.
And the other events I've been to, it's a lot of information on a lot of topics where this is very concentrated. I feel like it allows you to have more focus.
Hey guys, if you're listening on Spotify or you're listening on Apple, if you wouldn't mind, please go over there, hit those 5 stars for us, leave us a quick review so that we can continue to bring you content like this on a weekly basis. I love you, ninjas. Go out there and slay some dragons. We'll see you in a couple weeks.